Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of the News. Today, we're sitting down with Holly Van Stratten, Product Manager for School Products at Modine Manufacturing Company, and Kimberly Radvins, Marketing Communications Manager at Modine. They're going to discuss the importance of classroom noise reduction, Modine's innovation tour, and plans for the AHR Expo. Let's get to it.
Holly now joins us on the podcast. And Holly, can you tell us a bit about Modine's latest efforts in classroom noise reduction?
We provide a ventilation unit that can be installed in classrooms. And we have developed a new product that we have labeled the study package, which is something that we actually put on the units that are installed in a classroom to try to make sure that it is as quiet as possible. We also have a patent pending discharge plenum, which reduces the air noise for when you're actually blowing out of the unit and getting that fresh air into the space where all the students and teachers are.
Now, is noise reduction a common issue that you're seeing from classrooms across the country?
Well, we're definitely seeing an increase in requests to try to help reduce distractions and to make sure that our students are getting the best level of education that they can, that they have the ability to concentrate, and they aren't hearing maybe a unit turning on and off or dampers opening, compressors going on and off. I certainly remember when I was going to school and there was this big thing under the window that sounded like a refrigerator, and Everybody knew when it turned on and off. So and we're definitely trying to, the customers that are looking to walk away from some of those systems and reduce the distractions, we're definitely seeing an increase in that request.
Yeah, and are there actually background noise prerequisites?
There are background noise prerequisites for specifically mechanical equipment in classrooms. When you're looking to achieve either LEED credit for the building or for the construction, or if you're at least designing with LEED intent. And so what that is it's, LEED has established a criteria to ensure that we really are designing with efficiency and education in mind.
Well, I'm talking about designing with efficiency. What type of research goes into Modine's classroom noise reduction product?
Well, we actually have our own on-site state-of-the-art semi-anechoic chamber, which is a fancy word for a sound lab. And we have some calibrated equipment that we're able to actually, we can map the sound of the product, so we can actually apply frequency-specific sound attenuation so that we can be very efficient and effective with how we actually reduce the noise of our existing product. We can identify the frequency and the component that's the largest contributor, and we can tackle that head on.
Shifting gears a bit, and this is where Kimberly joins in on the call, is the innovation tour that Modine does. And Kim, can you kind of detail what's going on with the innovation tour for 2017? It's obviously something that was a big success in 2016.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still in the initial planning stages of the tour for 2017, but what I can tell you is we are kicking 2017 Innovation Tour off at the AHR show January 29th. We're hosting a cocktail reception where we will be unveiling the truck with all the new product on it. From there, we head south down to Pasadena, L.A., and then we'll head east towards Arizona and New Mexico. We'll go and continue east as we hit to the coast. We'll go north. After that, we will head straight west, where we hit the Midwest, and then we'll go straight up from the Midwest. So once we hit Iowa, Minnesota, we'll actually go up into Canada, Saskatchewan area up in Canada, and have a couple stops there.
And what was the response to last year's tour? The tour stopped locally here by the News in Michigan, and one of our editors was able to go and take a look and everything. But what was the response that you got from contractors and techs across the country to that innovation tour?
Yeah, well, that's great to hear that. They were able to join the tour and see what it was really like. We had a really good turnout last year. It exceeded our expectations. We had 68 stops, 55 cities through 30 different states. We collected for a total of 14,500 miles, which I think is incredible for a first year out. We had over 1,000 attendees at all the shows. combined, and then we gave out over 2,000 CEU credits, which was the main driver of the tour, was to really capture the relationship with the engineers for our product.
And you mentioned that this year's tour is going to be kicking off at the AHR Expo in Vegas. That's at the end of January. What does Modine have planned for that show and for the Expo?
Well, again, like you said, we will be kicking off the innovation truck that year. The show itself will be featuring some of the new products that we've launched throughout the year and that we have launching to the end of our fiscal, which is March. So you'll see our infrared patio heater. We have a new geothermal heat pump. We'll also have an expanded direct fire product offering. And then as a special edition, our director of North American sales will be speaking about the ultimate solution for classroom noise reduction. And that'll be on Tuesday, January 31st at 5:45 in Theater A. So that's exciting that we actually get some attention like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there anything else going on at Modine that you'd like to highlight?
I think Modine as a total, we're all still really excited about the acquisition with Levada HTS. I think we're all prepping and talking about how we can integrate our businesses together. It's such a huge thing for this company. It's going to move us forward, and that's something we're all really excited about. Particular to building HVAC, we're really focused on getting that truck up and running and back out on the road. And we're also looking to finalize our AHR, and we're really wrapping up for the cold season. This cold weather has we've been waiting for this for a long time, and I think we're ready just to ramp up and start selling.
Well, if people want to learn more about the company, learn more about the innovation tour, learn more about your guys' latest efforts in classroom noise reduction, is that all available on the website, and what is that address?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is modinehvac.com. If you're specifically looking for information on the innovation tour, we do have a separate website, which is modinehinnovationtour.com. And we also have a Facebook page that they're welcome to go ahead and like and check out what we've got going on there.
Great. And Holly, Kimberly, both of you, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Holly and Kimberly and learned a bit more about the importance of classroom noise reduction, Modine's innovation tour, and their plans for the AHR Expo. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.